It's a cold January night in Davos, high up in the Swiss Alps. Snow falls hard as Bebop Gresta, chair of Hyperloop Transportation Technologies, runs quickly down the town's main street, dancing nimbly among icy patches, trying not to slip and fall. Tuxedo-clad and straining to see through fogged-up designer glasses, the 40-something entrepreneur is late for a party being hosted by JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon and former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Rumor has it Al Gore will be at the party. He is. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will show up. He doesn't. The usual coterie of business titans, high-tech entrepreneurs, and government and non-governmental organization, NGO, officials will be there, networking boozily through the night, aglow with their own good fortune, champagne flowing and music booming. Welcome to Davos, the usually sleepy alpine village that transforms into a party hub for the global elite each January when the World Economic Forum, WEF, comes to town. Davos is a great occasion to meet a lot of the big players, says Gresta, a former Italian pop star. I had 20 big hits, all terrible. It was the 90s, he jokes. Turned high-tech entrepreneur. Now head of the company developing Elon Musk's idea of a Hyperloop, a trackless train that travels through a tube at speeds of up to 800 miles an hour, levitated and propelled by vacuums, magnets, and solar power, he's in Davos looking for financial backers. Dimon has agreed to meet him at the party. I promised to be there early to be received by him and by Tony Blair, he says, but in Davos, you're always late. There's always something happening, and you're trying to make the best of the time that you have. His previous meeting with celebrity rapper Akon had run late. Then he lost valuable time changing into his tux. To be recognized as credible, you actually have to dress in a certain way, he told me. And now his stylishly pointy shoes, which have no grip on the icy sidewalk, are slowing him down. Also on her way to Diamond's party is Sandra Navidi, a New York consultant and author. As a Davos regular, Navidi doesn't even attempt stylish footwear on the ice-covered streets. Instead, she's wearing distinctly unfashionable snow boots, with pumps tucked away in an oversized purse, ready to navigate among the several parties she'll attend over the course of the evening. Well-known and liked in Davos, despite her gentle jabs at some of its elite attendees in her book, Superhubs: How the Financial Elite and Their Networks Rule Our World, Navidi sees the annual gathering as an opportunity to connect with people who have the power to change things and to get a sense of how they think and how they feel. She's looking forward to the usual networking and schmoozing at the party, and also to saying hello to her friend Jamie Dimon, who, she says, has a preeminent position among the titans of the financial industry. He's sort of their unofficial ambassador in Washington. When Navidi sees Dimon at the party, they share a hug and double-cheeked kiss. Gresta, who has arrived at the party slightly late, though intact, waits for the right moment and then approaches Dimon, who greets him warmly before chiding him about his formal attire. The two talk for several minutes, a quick meeting, but Gresta tells me afterward, a good one. Dimon seems open to working with him, says Gresta, who is excited at the prospect, in part because of Dimon's commitment to sustainability and societal improvement at JP Morgan Chase. For Gresta, sustainability and improving society are central concerns, the reasons he was originally drawn to the Hyperloop, which he says is sustainable, fueled by renewable energy and potentially creating more energy than it consumes, and also improves society by allowing people to connect across long distances faster. For these reasons, Gresta believes, Hyperloop Transportation Technologies represents a new generation of companies that will change everything. I became interested in Gresta and Navidi and decided to follow them around Davos because each embodies, albeit in different ways, the much-heralded spirit of Davos. Hard-headed business people and entrepreneurs, they believe in capitalism, work within it, and see it as key to creating a better world. But they're also highly critical of its current trajectory. Its blinkered greed, spiraling consumerism, and harmful impacts on society and the environment. This is stupid, Gresta says of today's capitalist system. The ecosystem is in decline, thanks to us. We need to do something to reverse this. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, or we will actually disappear. For Navidi, capitalism's current excesses seriously threaten democracy, as a small clique of the global super elite accumulate power that actually exceeds that of democratic people. As a result, she says, people lose faith in the system, grow alienated from it, and turn to self-proclaimed outsiders, populist strongmen like Donald Trump, who then further entrench elite rule and corrupt democracy.